Boise State's largest contingent of NFL players resides right now with the Cowboys. Tampa Bay has one, a draft pick, and two other undrafted free agents that have signed, but they haven't played with Tampa Bay yet, so maybe they could get to four as well. But the Dallas Cowboys have four Boise State football teams. Bob and Chris here on Idaho Sports Talk, and we're pleased to welcome Brad Sham, who is the voice of the Cowboys, and the Hall of Fame game, Brad, just around the corner. So camp getting ready to open up, what, over the weekend?
Going tomorrow, Bob.
So tell us, we got four guys on the team, Crawford, Lawrence, Scandrick, and, of course, Kellen Moore, who will be the backup quarterback. All of them going to be in similar roles this year? What do you expect from those former Broncos?
You know, Moore will be one of the most interesting to watch in camp because he lost the whole year after about a week and a half of camp. And you just mentioned the last season with the broken ankle, which, of course, wound up opening the door for Dak Prescott. You mentioned the Hall of Fame game. We won't begin to know until probably next week what plans they have for Prescott to play in the preseason. But I would imagine that Kellen Moore is going to play more football in the next month than he probably has in the last 5 years. And I know he played a little bit the preseason at Detroit, but I think that it'll be an exciting time for him. I know from visiting with Kellen last year after he had begun to rehabilitate his ankle that he was really looking forward to getting back on the field and continuing to play. So he'll be in a backup role, but it won't be a similar role to the one that he had last year as long as he's got good health. Lawrence, if I had to bet right now, and I'm presuming DeMarcus's back is pretty good, if I had to bet right now for opening day, I would put my money on Lawrence being the starting right defensive end and Crawford being the starting left defensive end. Tyrone's one of my favorite guys. He's so hard on himself, such a leader and such a good player. 2 years ago, when their year unraveled with all the injuries they had, one of the few bright spots was the way Tank Lawrence played, especially against the run at left end. Tyrone, who has had his own injury issues, I asked Rod Marinelli about 6 or 8 weeks ago, if you played Tyrone Crawford, not where you needed him most, but where he was best, where would he play? And he said he'd probably be the starting left end and move inside on passing down, which is exactly what Tyrone wants to do. And then I asked Marinelli how he would compare Tyrone to the Tank Lawrence that we saw 2 years ago, and he said, oh, he's the same guy, maybe even a little quicker or stronger. So I think those are their starting ends. Now, there's a lot that's going to happen between now and September 10th or whatever day it is that they play the Giants, but there's a lot of guys to look at and a lot of positions to play, but my guess is both of those former Broncos are going to be starting defensive ends. They're both certainly going to play a lot. And I expect Tyrone Crawford to be one of the real leaders of the defense. Scandrick's in an interesting position because so many of the guys he has been a peer of are gone. Barry Church and Brandon Carr and Mo Claiborne and J.J. Wilcox all left in free agency or were allowed to leave, depending on your point of view, but however you look at it, they're not here. So Orlando is the senior guy in point of service in the defensive backs room. That makes him one of the leaders on the team. I thought he was a tremendous influence on Anthony Brown last year. Brown was a sixth-round pick. Nobody had ever heard of him. Scandrick always plays with a chip on his shoulder, and I think he taught Brown that there was something good about being that way. And Brown said to me about halfway through the year when he'd really started to play well that that's how he played. And, yes, Orlando was an influence on him. They brought in Nolan Carroll as a veteran from the Eagles. When they go on the practice field for the first time next Monday, some combination of those three guys will be the two starting corners and the nickel. Now, they're going to get pushed. They drafted four defensive backs, three corners, and that's not even to account for any other rookie free agents. And some of those guys are going to push for a lot of playing time. But Skandrick is in a unique and kind of a sole position of leadership in that secondary. I know there were some trade rumors about him around draft time. As far as I can tell, they were pretty much just rumors. You never know what happens if two of those rookie corners were to just absolutely light it up and you have two guys looking like Deion Sanders. At that point, you start thinking about saving some money. But this is also a team that values experience, and I'd have a little trouble imagining them not wanting to have Skandrick in that room and on the field all year. 2 years ago, he was their best defensive player. There wasn't even any question about it.
Brad Sham joining us. He's the voice of the Dallas Cowboys here on Idaho Sports.
Did I forget anything? Did I leave anything?
Nah, you got that. That was well done. I was impressed. I learned a bunch, but that's why I wanted to get expanded on one point here is the Kellen Moore one, because you mentioned he's going to play more football this month than what he might have had his prior whatever years he's been in the NFL. So what do the coaches think of him as an on-field player? Because we know off the field, the receipts are there. He's been a very helpful off-the-field guy. But on the field, what do the coaches think about him, and how does that compare to what the fans think about Kellen Moore on the field?
Fans can't even tell what they're looking at, so that's completely unimportant. Fans don't have any faith in him, and they've never seen him play. Why would they? Now, the Boise fans would tell a different story.
Absolutely.
They have seen him play.
They'd say he should start.
Yeah. Now, this is, quality competition might be just a notch higher right where he is right now. But when you say what do the coaches think, I mean, the most important thing is that Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator, believes in Kellen Moore on and off the field. And Jason Garrett goes lockstep with Linehan on that. Garrett, also a career backup quarterback. There are a lot of similarities between Kellen Moore and Jason Garrett. And I think that those two guys in particular believe that Kellen Moore can be, at the very least, the backup quarterback. They thought that last year. And only the injury prevented him from filling that role. They saw more than a little bit of him at the end of 2015. What he had around him was not always so great. And I think they thought he acquitted himself like a major leaguer. And so I believe that the coaches are very confident with Kellen Moore as the backup quarterback. The fans probably are not. And thank goodness the fans are not making any personnel decisions.
So, Brad, what do you
including
think?
Including about announcement.
Brad, what do you think the Cowboys want to see out of him in these games he plays?
Out of Kellen?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to see that he can be a major league quarterback. Mm-hmm. Move the team. Jason Garrett always said, Bob, and I've never forgotten, that his job is to move the team. Jimmy Johnson said when Jason Garrett was the third-string quarterback, the guy's job is to move the team. What do I want to see out of that guy in the second half of a preseason game? Whoever he's playing against, move the team. So Kellen Moore's job is to move the team, and I think he can do that.
Brad Sham joining us, voice of the Dallas Cowboys. And real quick, before we let you go, and I know off season is the time where everybody likes to talk about the negative stories because, hey, what else is there out there? But Zeke Elliott has gathered a lot of attention. Do the Cowboys have a plan if he does miss 1 to 3 to 6 games, whatever people are mentioning, that he might miss?
Well, no one has told me anything. My expectation is they will continue to play football. They will field a team. they will not turn in their franchise papers, and that they will actually not play with 10 men on offense. They'll actually try to play with 11, and probably one of them will play the running back position. I mean, you know, the guy's no different than he was 2 weeks ago. He's making some choices you'd rather not make. There's an accumulation of stuff. I don't know if he's going to be suspended or not. If he is suspended, it's not over anything new, really, although these last couple of little things, the bar fight and whatever, you know, don't get in a bar fight. Could we not get in a bar fight? Would that be all right? But some guys can't not do that. And he hasn't been charged with anything. He's walking on the edge. You want to see him behave a little differently. And if he doesn't and he can't play, and someday that will impact him economically as well as them on the field. But if he misses games, trust me, they're going to have somebody play running back. Darren McFadden was like fourth in the league in rushing 2 years ago. So somebody will play running back.
Brad, thanks for your time. Have fun at camp, and we'll see how Kellen and all those guys do for Dallas this season for Boise State.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to it. The Boise State Broncos have a huge imprint on the Dallas Cowboys. Don't worry about that.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate your time.
Okay, see you guys.